Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com from coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.10Live.
Boyslip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Hello, the Borgeses.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Hummingbird Ridge Winery.
Joy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vibach Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com.
Dunkel.biz.
I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
That's right, Ron. Yeah, unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, but Ron is not available tonight. He is, thank you for your support. Ron is working late at the winery, doing important winery stuff, so he is unable to make it tonight, and we're going to miss him, but he will be back next week, he says. So, he's got stuff he's got to do, so understand that things happen like that. And this is Mike. As I said before, I'm usually the producer in the background. I usually say a couple of things that when the show starts, and then Ron takes it over and goes from there along with the guest and everything. And I usually get the guest on as well, while he's talking, doing the intros and stuff. I get the guest on and get them prepared to come online and to do the show, that kind of thing. Plus, I also play some sound effects and sound effects, right? And just break it up a little bit and get it going. So, yeah, I'm a little delayed there because of I'm one man tonight. Here we go. Here in Florida, those of you who are in Denver right now experiencing, what is it, in the 30s, upper 30s? Yeah, it's 90 degrees here in Florida, in this part of Florida. Winter Haven, yeah, 90 degrees. Unbelievably warm. So, and it's a chance for rain showers. But tonight we're getting down to a very, very, very cold 68 degrees. Get that extra quilt. Let's see. Anyway, welcome to the show tonight. I have some information, just a couple of news items. Let's see. Also have some real estate. If you have some money lying around, you want to spend it on something worthwhile, I'll give you some of that. I'll also tell you about some events coming up, some really big events coming up at Florida State's Winery. You may want to mark your calendars for that. Plan a trip down here. They happen. The first major ones happen in May. I'll tell you about those. Plus, there's a wine fest this weekend, Saturday. So I'll tell you about that in just a minute. First, let's get a couple of news items I was checking out today this past week. Actually, it's pretty interesting. I believe this did unveil today. I took a look at it. eBay has unveiled a new site called eBay Wine. And if you do a Google search for eBay wine, you will catch it. It's E-B-A-Y, right? eBay. The big, you know, it's where everything is sold from all over the place, all over the world. Well, now they're able to sell wine, and it's a new online store with a broad selection of wines. Actually, there's over 10,000 wines from around the world. Online sales, as you all know, of alcoholic beverages are not widespread just yet due to various state regulations regarding the sale of alcohol. And a good site to find out about that is Free the Grapes. That's right. Free the Grapes website has been keeping tabs on all the legalities, the states that can and can't deal in alcohol. We've talked to a few of them on the air as well, such as, what was it? I forgot the winery. Was it Oklahoma's? We had a guest on. I got to talk to Ron next time about that. But we had a guest on that could not purchase, could not sell wine to someone who visits their state. Maybe I visited the one. I can't remember. Visits the state, but you have to purchase it at the winery. They can't ship it to you. But if you call them, you can't do it. It was some kind of stupid law where you had to, I don't know, it's like being across the street or some kind of goofy thing. I can't remember the details of it. But if I go back on the sheet, I can probably find it. But it was some stupid law somewhere, either Alabama, because they're backwards anyway, or Oklahoma or some state that just had some outrageously funny law that we couldn't understand. I can't remember what state it was now. It just blew my mind. But anyway, Free the Grapes. There you go. That's where it was. Free the Grapes website. Check it out. And you can find out what state regulations are and what they're fighting for and all that kind of stuff. It's good. A lot of things have come out that are, I mean, some states are changing their regulations. They're realizing there's money in it for the governments. Of course, that speaks. And so they are making some headway there. And a lot of things have been changed in the last few years. So a lot of states are coming on board and actually allowing it now, but some of them still have, you know, they just don't want any part of it. You know, if you're checking out eBay, eBay Wine, you'll need to check the listing carefully to see if the seller can ship to your state, to your location before you place that order. The new eBay Wine site is available online and in a mobile app. So that's also cool. You can take it with you and order wine, all right? But just be careful about where they can ship to. Let's go to Washington State and, I guess, Idaho. It has taken a few years, but federal regulators have approved an adjustment to the Columbia Valley AVA in Washington State. A proposal originally submitted in 2011 was resubmitted in 2013 to modify the boundaries to allow the new interstate AVA to exist independent of both the Columbia Valley and Idaho's Snake River Valley AVAs. The Columbia Valley AVA is comprised of 11.3 million acres of land in Washington State and stops at the Idaho border. The new Lewis Clark Valley AVA consists of approximately 307,000 acres, which includes almost 60,000 acres from the Columbia Valley AVA, to avoid an overlap with the new AVA. The new AVA gives some in the business on the Idaho side a sense of branding, since they were never before within the designated viticulture area, and being in an AVA allows them to label their productions as estate. And plus there's other benefits, recognition and everything. But not everybody is happy about the new AVA. Some businesses have lost the name recognition, there you go, of being in the Columbia Valley designation, which is well known in the industry. The Lewis Clark Valley AVA is Washington State's 14th grape growing region and Idaho's second. And let me take a break. I got to find out what that article was from. I don't know why. Now it's bothering me. Not the article. The thing we did on that state that had the goofy wine law. But anyway, got some spare cash laying around. I'll give you a good real estate deal to spend some of it on after this. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Coming up this Saturday at Florida Estates Winery, it's Wine Fest, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enjoy live music, have a little fun, and shop our vendors providing unique handmade items and some brand names you have known for years. Participate in an informative wine tasting with wine expert and show host, Ron. Sample some of Florida Estates Winery's world-class wines. Shopping is always fun, and Wine Fest is a great way to pick up unique gift items. Come out to Florida Estates Winery and enjoy the weekend with us. Listen to live music and shop under the giant oak trees while enjoying a glass of your favorite wine. This is a family event, and pets are welcome at Florida Estates Winery. See you there. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call 813-996-2113 or email corp@floon.com. That's C-O-R-P at F-L-E-W-N.com for more information. Florida Estates Winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right.
Ta-da! Thank you for that last bit. That's right. Louise will be there with Young Living Essential Oils. Very, very cool. You need to check these out. There's all kinds of blends, essential oils, and everything that, that will be sold there. Don will return with Don's Wooden Things. He specializes in scroll sawing. So it has a lot of neat stuff there. Sharon will be coming out with her one-of-a-kind handmade gemstone jewelry. Let's see. Darcy is also going to be there. This is the first time for Darcy, and she is representing GTE Financial. Credit unions are financial institutions that offer the same products as banks but operate quite differently. And Darcy is going to be there with GTE Financial, and you can talk to her there at Winefest this Saturday. Let's see. Angie is going to be joining Winefest, bringing Scentsy. Yeah, all right. Sensational products, flameless warmers, and all kinds of stuff to tantalize your senses. So come on out and see Angie at Florida State or Florida State's Winery at Winefest. Also, Molly is going to have doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils and other health supplements to support optimal wellness. And let's see, of course, if you're hungry, bring an appetite. Susie's Dogs, served by husband Charlie, will be back with grilled hot dogs, grilled-to-order hamburger and cheeseburgers, meatball heroes, and three different grilled cheese sandwiches, Philly cheese sandwiches, and a lot more. There's also sodas and bottled water. So come on out, and there's also desserts, and bring an appetite. It's a they make some great stuff out there, great food, and it's right there. Mama, Oh Mama by Susan Marie. It's an assortment of evening or everyday wraps or shawls, and also an assortment of wallets for only $5 to $10, high-quality purses for only $15 and up. There's also a great assortment of stuffed animals for both dogs and toddlers, starting at $1 up. So enjoy visiting these vendors and more. Shopping is always fun, and it's a great chance to pick up unique gifts for friends, family members, and, you know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Come out and enjoy the weekend at Florida State's Winery at Winefest. It's always beautiful underneath the oak trees out there, and shopping is fun. And, of course, you can have a glass of your favorite wine or buy the bottle. That's right. We'll see you there. That is this Saturday, and April 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Florida State's Winery. Let's see if you have some extra money laying around, like a few bucks. Yeah, there's an almost 8,000-acre ranch in Sonoma County. That's just north of San Francisco. It's on the market, and it's been advertised, and I don't know. There's probably going to be some serious, maybe one of our listeners out there might make an offer, but I'm sure there's going to be some serious offers for this. It's priced at $39 million. Did I read that right? Sorry. It's called the Santa. It's so expensive. It has its own name. It's called Santa Angelina. It's located in the Knights Valley wine growing region, and it's for sale. The property includes a home dating back to the 1800s and a 5-bedroom, 3,288 square foot main home with wraparound porches. It also has a swimming pool, helicopter hangar, caretaker's house. Shoot, what? Helicopter hangar. Okay. Caretaker's house, shooting range, art studio, and three horse barns. It's a ranch. It doesn't say anything about vineyards or wine production, but I had to show that it's on a lot of the wine related industry websites out there as news items. So $39 million. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's see. We talk to Joy Neighbors. We've had her on the show a few times. She's been a great guest, and she's a blogger, and one of her blogs is Joy's Joy of Wine. And one of her latest articles at joysjoyofwine.blogspot.com is How Much is a Standard Wine Pour? I don't know that there is. There's no legal size. But it's kind of interesting. I always hear about, you know, drinking 4 ounces of red wine, you know, will do you good per day or whatever. And I always thought that was a thing. But, yeah, there is no legal size in the U.S., but a standard pour of wine is considered to be 5 to 6 ounces. Doesn't seem like a lot. 5 to 6 ounces. 16 ounces. The article on Joy's Joy of Wine also talks about countries that use the metric system, which we're not a part of. We just never could figure it out, and the differences in the other countries. It's really a good read, and you need to check out the full article on her blog. Again, that's joysjoyofwine.blogspot.com. Another post about Trinity Oaks in St. Helena, California, I thought was really interesting. In 2008, Trinity Oaks partnered with Trees for the Future to create One Bottle, One Tree. When you purchase a bottle of Trinity Oaks wine, Trees for the Future will plant a tree. Now, that's interesting. As of this month, Trinity Oak wine drinkers have helped plant over 15 million trees in 16 countries around the world. Isn't that amazing? That's fantastic. The article goes into more detail and includes offsite links, so you need to check it out. Again, go to joysjoyofwine.blogspot.com for that and more interesting and insightful articles. And if you're interested in genealogy, cemeteries, and even ghosts, check out Joy's other blog, A Grave Interest, at agraveinterest.blogspot.com. Let's see. I think. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and let you know about some of the events going down at the winery, and we might go ahead and close the show. Let's see if I have anything else here. I could play some music or something. No, that's the other show. Anyway, there's some events coming up at Florida State's Winery. You need to mark your calendars and plan to be in the area. It's great. And fundraisers to the winery. The first one that I have here is May 14th. It's the second annual Woofstock. Woofstock, W-O-O-F, not W-O-L-F. That's a whole different thing there, a whole different animal. Woofstock is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's May 14th. It's presented by the Pasco County Animal Services Department. It is a fun, family-friendly day of peace, dogs, and music. Now, the event helps raise resources for a medical fund, which aids sick and injured dogs and cats that come into the shelter. Now, the Pasco County Animal Services is a Save 90 shelter. Which means that the goal is to save 90% of the animals brought into the shelter. Now, tickets for the event are only $5 at the door, and children 10 and under are free. There will be bands performing, of course, foods, vendors, and, of course, wine tasting. This year, the Pasco County Animal Services veterinarian will also be administering $5 rabies vaccines and $15 microchips. Very cool. Bring your family, bring your pets. It's going to be a great time and for a great cause. That is May 14th, the second annual Woofstock, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Florida State's Winery. Let's see. May 28th is the next one. It's the fundraiser for Imagine Our Florida, and that occurs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the title this year, let me get this here, is Bear Hugs and Legal Drugs. Wine tasting fundraiser. Enjoy wine tasting, music, food, and a lot more. Wine tastings will be offered for $20 per person and include a souvenir glass. A portion of sales will be donated to Imagine Our Florida. Imagine Our Florida is a conservation group whose mission is to preserve and protect Florida's natural resources, wildlife, and land. This month, the tip jar, by the way, the winery is also for Imagine Our Florida. Come out this month to the winery and donate what you can for a good cause and enjoy the day helping a good cause May 28th. Let's see. There's a couple of other ones. Later on in the year, I'll give you some more information on those. It's October 1st is the fourth annual Pasco Pet Fest. It was a huge success the past few years. and they're doing it again for the fourth time on October 1st. That's the fourth annual Pasco Pet Fest at Florida State Winery. And later on in October, it's October 22nd, is the third annual San Ann Artisans Art and Wine Fest. That is a huge event at the winery as well. And so mark your calendars for that time. And it's beautiful down here in Florida in October and what we call our winter, which starts, 2 weeks in December, January, somewhere under. But anyway, it's a great time of year to be here. Weather starts getting cooler down in the low 80s, upper 70s. And coat weather. And the weather's great. And so start planning ahead in, okay? October 1st and October 22nd, major events. I'll give you more information on those events on future shows, and we'll fill you in on the details as the time comes. But the next one, again, May 14th, the second annual Wolfstock, that's coming up, and May 28th is the fundraiser for Imagine Our Florida at Florida State's Winery. Let's see. Also, tomorrow is Ron's birthday. Yeah. How come they're not? Tomorrow is Ron's birthday. Okay. Anyway, okay. Had to close the window here. Happy birthday, Ron. And sorry you had to work tonight, but that's all I have for tonight, really. I mean, I was trying to, you know, make it a whole hour show, but Ron's really, really the master of doing that and researching. I did a lot of research, but some of the stuff you have to put into words and do all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to go ahead and close the show tonight. Sorry if it's a little short one. It's not a full hour. It's not even 20 minutes, but well, it's about 20 minutes. But anyway, if you're in the area, do visit Florida State's Winery. It's located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And it's right off of Interstate 4, about 4 miles west of Interstate 75 on State Road 52. Go west about 4 miles, and it's on the right-hand side. You'll see the sign, and just a great bunch of people, fantastic wines, and really, really good environment and everything. It's family-friendly, pet-friendly, just have a leash, all right? So, and if you want more information, call the winery direct. It's area code 813-996-2113. It's area code 813-996-2113. And don't forget Wine Fest this Saturday, April 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they also have a wine class coming up if you want to register for that. That's Sunday, May the 15th. Sunday, May 15th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's a 3-hour class. And you get all kinds of information, a great, great educational and fun experience. So contact the winery, RSVP for that, and let them know you want to come down. Wine class, yes, May 15th. When you're on the website, you can go to the website and subscribe to their newsletter, FloridaEstatesWines.com. You'll get the newsletter about every 2 weeks, right before the Wine Fest comes up or there's a major event, and they let you know about what's happening at the winery as far as the tip jar, the events, and there's also recipes down at the bottom of the email. It's really cool and all kinds of cool stuff, plus wine facts, and it's a neatly done newsletter, and you want to subscribe to that off the website at FloridaEstatesWines.com. I believe that's going to be it. Thank you all for tuning in this week. Sorry it was a short show, but we'll catch you next Thursday. I'm sure Ron will be back. That is May the 5th, May 5th, 2016, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And the show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You all have a great week. Don't forget, drink lots of wine. And I was going to say something else, but that wouldn't sound right. May 5th. 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and have a great week. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery. Florida State's Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75, or east of U.S. 19 and U.S. 41. For more information on Florida State's Winery, Visit the website at FloridaEstatesWines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@FLEWN.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AllAboutWineBTR or visit our website at AllAboutWineBTR.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/AllAboutWine. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.